Hello children, in this module we are going to draw perpendicular bisector of a line. Let us start. In the first slide we are going to discuss about the paper folding method. Here it is very simple. Fold a paper, let AB be the fold, mark a point X anywhere on paper, find the image XX dash with AB as the mirror line. Let AB and XX dash intersect at O. We observe that OX equal to OX dash. This means that AB divides XX dash into parts of equal length. Also note that angle AOX equal to angle BOX equal to 90 degrees. In the second slide, we are going to discuss about the perpendicular bisector of a line segment by using paper folding method. So here also we are going to draw a line segment AB. Now place a strip of colored strip diagonally along AB with the edges of the strip on the end points of AB as shown in figure. Now repeat the process by placing another strip over AB just diagonally across the previous one. The two strips cross at M and N. So here what we have observed is MN is a bisector of AB and OA is equal to OB. Next, the perpendicular bisector of a line segment using ruler and compasses. Here we are going to draw a line AB. Next, with A as center, with any convenient radius, draw a line, a circle. Now, with the same radius and B as center, draw another circle using compasses. Let it cut the previous circle at C and D. See here, the radius of the circle should be more than half of the AB. Join CD. It cuts AB at O. Here we have observed that O is the midpoint of AB and angle COA is equal to angle COB, that is equal to right angles. Now dividing a line segment into equal parts. Draw a line segment of AB, taking A as center and the radius more than half of AB, draw two arcs above and below the line segment AB, and with B as center, repeat the same process. That means you are going to cut the previous arcs. Let the arcs meet at C and D. Now join CD. CD bisects AB. Let M be the intersecting point and AM is equal to MB. Now draw perpendicular bisector of AB, which cuts it at N. Here MN is equal to NB. Here we are going to take M and B as line segment and neglecting AM. Then we get a perpendicular bisector of MB. Now repeat the same process with AM as line segment. AM is bisected by the other line segment and it is intersecting AM at P. Here AP is equal to MP. So this way we can divide a line segment into equal parts. In this slide, we are going to discuss about how to find the center of a circle. Draw a circle with a bangle or any bottle cap. Because we don't know the center of the circle, we are going to draw two chords. What is a chord? It is a line segment touching any two points on the circle. Here we have taken AB and CD as the chords. Now taking AB as line segment and AB, A and B as centers, draw a perpendicular bisector. Here EF is the perpendicular bisector of AB. Similarly, with CD as line segment and C and D as centers, draw the perpendicular bisector. Here GF is the perpendicular bisector. And what did you observe? You will observe that they are meeting at a point. That meeting point is nothing but the center of the circle. This way we can find the center of the circle if the radius is not given. Thank you.